In this week's episode, Dan walked his way around the parks in this year's Chalk Walk. No tropical storm was going to stop him. Dick spent time in the park with his family from out of town. What caused him to cancel reservations for the next 2 days? Summer is over because it's time to talk about Christmas. We have information on the holiday season and what we can expect. Spoiler, it's the same as before. Also, a double dose of Fat Time in the Parks, Ahsoka, Loki, and more on this Does My Shirt Look Right? episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mouse Power Podcast.
What's going on? Uh-oh!
The apprentice lives.
What is this?
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Think of me, Harley Jello.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
Yeah. All right, so just to let everyone know, for some reason, Dan is only going to be on your left ear.
Oh, no.
And if you're going to start complaining right now, saying he's on the right, then your headphones are all backwards. That's all I got to say about that. I don't know what's up with the headphone thing. It's not Dan's fault. Something going on over here on my side, but I'm not going to try to figure it out. If you can hear him, then that's good enough.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to be like, hey, why is Dan like have so many gaps in the top?
Who's he talking to?
He talks, and then it's a lot of silence.
Yeah.
You know what? I listened to a podcast like that one. I'm one of those ones, I always have an AirPod in one ear.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't realize the way they mixed it, you need to have both of them. So I unsubscribed real fast. I'm like, I can't handle this. I was like, why do I hear that thing? So I put in the other one. I was like, oh, because we've got it on two different channels.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, guy.
That's funny.
It's not going to work.
Oh. So I'm getting a little cough again. I don't like that.
Nope.
I started getting a little, you know, you start feeling your throat, starts hurting a little bit. So I start taking some cough drops because there's no more cough medicine here. So I'm not that bad yet, but hopefully I don't get bad at all.
Because you went to Disney twice in a row, three times in a week.
I did, huh? I didn't even write that down.
You even got a ride. What's going on?
I got on Pirates of the Caribbean. I went in three times in 1 week.
Four times than I think you've been in a year.
Probably. Well, you know, I don't go on rides unless there's someone there that wants to go on. Like, okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
That one time that I was there with you and you were going to go on in, I said, no, that's because my knee was still hurting. I wouldn't be able to, you know, slide on down and try to get up. Or get out of the boat. But now it's better.
Which you do sometimes. Sometimes, you know, myself and the kids will decide, hey, we're going to get on this ride. And it's like, you want to get on? Nah. Okay, we'll just meet up later.
Yeah.
We'll meet up later. Probably okay.
So, yeah, I went to the parks on... Last week was Monday, Thursday, and Friday. So that was pretty cool. That was fun. It was hot. It was hot, hot, hot. But... I think on the Monday it was 85 degrees, which for me is perfect Disney weather. I'm okay with that. 85 degrees is fine with me. But it was kind of maybe a little hotter than I wished it would have been. Even though it was 85, I was still, you know, sweating. I had to get some supply. And if you don't don't know what supply is, that's when you have to go and grab a whole bunch of napkins so you can wipe the sweat off. But, yeah, it wasn't bad. It was cool. It was fun. Yeah, and then on the Friday, Dan said he was going to go, so I decided to go that day, too. And that day, I was just like, you know what? Dan's not going to get there till later at night, so I might as well just get there later at night. Because why walk around and be in the heat if you don't have to?
Yeah.
But speaking of walking, Dan did the chalk walk on the raining Sunday we just had.
It was, yeah, man.
Oh. On the tropical weather, tropical storm, Dad was out there at chalk walk over at the Disney Resort. I like that, tropical storm Dad.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I had two people back out on me for walking. Yeah, because, and it makes sense. You know, they were like, because I walked with students, with some former students, and they were expressing concern about the weather. And it makes sense. And that's a little scary. We didn't know what to expect. I think you and I had talked a little bit. I don't remember if we did or not. But I'd been watching the weather all week and looking to see where it was moving and trying to decide what we were going to do. Because obviously everybody was concerned about this. So made the decision that morning. That I'm going to go for it. And just knew if I get on the freeway and it's terrible, I'm just going to turn around and come home. And it was a light drizzle that whole time. I got there, I think I pulled in the parking lot before 5:30 into the Toy Story parking lot and got out and walked to the bus. They were riding the buses from there. It wasn't a long wait to get through. There was just security there. I didn't have a jacket or anything. I didn't even have an umbrella. It was that light of a rain. So we got into the park and around on Main Street. And, you know, they asked for free ponchos. They handed us free ponchos. So I got, what did they got off at? $20? Something like that?
I think so.
Yeah. So free. They were giving them out. And they were advertising it. They said, hey, free ponchos. We got free ponchos. Get it while they last. You know, whatever. Okay, cool. I'm going to go get one for every team member I got. So I got four of them. I kept one, and I was like, these are kind of easy, and it's going to get hot, but I got it just in case. Did the walk, got through, you go down Main Street, and it's inspirational. The whole thing's always pretty cool. Didn't know what to expect, because normally they have characters out, right? And didn't know what to expect, because by the time we started walking, it still wasn't raining full on. It was still a light drizzle, but, you know, they don't bring a lot of stuff out. When it rains, they don't bring characters out, right?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, this is going to be a little bit different than the years we're used to. Normally, there's a bunch of characters out. Photos, the whole thing. So we're walking, and we get to Pirates, and, you know, Pirates has the little, where you enter, it's underneath the bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they actually had Jack Sparrow and two other pirates right there on one side of the line. And on the other side of the line, they had Red and a couple of other kind of generic pirates there too. So I was like, oh, that's an interesting way to do it. Okay. So we went up to them and got a couple of pictures and then keep walking. By the time we got to Galaxy's Edge, it was starting to come down a little bit harder. Not full on, but enough that like, okay, I'm going to pull out my umbrella and just kind of use that. So I did. But it was that weird, like, humid weather, right? So it was raining, but like I was wearing shorts because it was so freaking hot. And at one point, I was walking before I put up the umbrella, and I couldn't tell if it was sweat on me or water. That's terrible. Like, am I sweating or is it water? So at the time we got over, they put us in through Galaxy's Edge, and then we walked back around past the Thunder and then back out onto Main Street and then through Tomorrowland. No, through the castle. Back through the castle and then over to Fantasyland and Tomorrowland. By the time I go to Fantasyland, it would be what I would call rain. It was raining. but it wasn't raining so hard. It wasn't a drizzle anymore, but it wasn't pouring rain. So I got the umbrella and we're walking, doing that. And there's more characters out. We saw Tiana and Louis were out underneath where you wait for the ships, the Columbia and the Mark Twain. They were there. Bert and Mary Poppins were over by the carousel. Phasma was out on top of the terrace up there where they do the fireworks viewing, the thing you can pay for.
Yeah.
And then, was that it for Disneyland? That might have been it for Disneyland. I don't think it was as many. So we crossed over into California Adventure, and by now it's still raining pretty good. In my umbrella, I can feel the water kind of drip off the back of my umbrella. And I just keep going. We're having a good time. We're messing with people and just, you know, having a good time doing that. By the time I got to Pixar Pier, I was like, you know what? It's starting to come down harder and I'm getting tired of holding this umbrella. And I can feel the water running down the umbrella because, I don't know, man. I don't know that I've ever really seen you use an umbrella anytime we've been there when it rains. But the water drips off of it and it was kind of dripping off onto my backpack.
Mm-hmm.
My backpack is waterproof, right? From all those freaking times with Splash Mountain. I have a waterproof backpack. So I was like, no, I'm getting tired of this, man. It's bugging me. I have a nicer poncho, like a frog tog one, like a fisherman's poncho. I'm going to put that on. So I take off my backpack and I can feel that it's wet, but I'm not concerned about it because it's waterproof. And then I was like, wait a minute. It didn't dawn on me that because my backpack won't absorb the water, it just kind of goes around it, right? It keeps the inside dry. But that meant my shirt was soaking up all the water that was in my backpack. So my shirt was soaked. I was like, oh man, I didn't think this one through. I put on the poncho, got a picture with the little green army men, and then just kept walking to fix up here, picture with Buzz and Jesse. The walk finished over, I think they finished. They didn't walk us to Downtown Disney this year. It usually ends in Downtown Disney. But I think they redid the route to get us out as quick as possible. Mm. I really think that's what they tried to do. So the walk actually ended because it's a 5K, so it's just over 3 miles. It ended, what are they called? The Embarcadero, you know what I'm talking about? Just past Little Mermaid and headed towards the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it ended. Oh. Like that was mile 3. And then you just kept walking to exit out the gate that's next to Soaring.
Right.
That's the hotel. But that's where you exited. And by then, they were kind of were like, get out.
Right.
I think they tried to kind of, yeah, really. They just kind of tried to rush it because they're going to open the park still. And I think just because of the weather and all of these people, they just kind of want to like, let's get them out and get everything, you know, set here in the park because the park opens at 9 and the walk is supposed to be over by 9. So to do that, I ended up they had just opened World of Disney. And so the people I was with, I was like, oh, let's go in here. We try to dry off, wait for this like rain to subside a little bit and just kind of look around and we'll end up going to like Company D or something. Because it's open right now for friends and family. So I went and I was like, I really need a shirt. I really need it. It was soaked. So I look at the shirt. I didn't buy the Halloween one, you know, because that tie-dyed black, you know, like. I ended up buying just a black Mickey Mouse shirt. I bought it, mobile order, went over to the restroom, changed it, and went on about my day. When I got home, man, I got to take that shirt back. Because when I got home, my wife was like, what is wrong with your shirt? I said, what are you talking about? And she said, where did you get that? So I just got it at Disney because I no longer got wet. She said, did you even notice that the back of it is like shorter than the front? I was like, what? So I went and looked in a mirror. Yeah, man, it's a bad cut. The back is shorter than the front. I'm like, oh, man. And it's kind of wide. She's like, that looks... She's like, you need to go back. You need to go exchange that. So what kind of game, man? I had taken off the tag, and I put it in the bag, and I got the receipt because I paid for it. Mobile order. So I have it, but I definitely got to go exchange it. I was like, I actually asked the people that walk with me this week, because again, they're students. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that shirt looked like this? No, what do you mean? Like, you didn't notice that? You didn't bother to tell me that my shirt looked like this? I went out in public with this. Like, I was walking downtown Disney with the company D and said anything. Like, we didn't even notice. Well, it was funny. It's the first thing my wife noticed. That this shirt's not that white.
That's funny.
So I had to take it back. But it was cool, man. We raised money for this thing like we always do. I'm real glad they had it. We got rained on probably, as far as I understand it, man, one of the hardest parts of the day there in Anaheim. We probably got rained on because all day people were like, did you see stuff all day? People were like, oh my God, there's no way to do anything. And, you know, everybody either canceled or went and left, or because all day the ride times were really low. Because it's like Anaheim just didn't get hit as hard as some other places. And it was never supposed to. But you don't know. You don't know. We didn't get, like where I live, we got hit a little tiny bit harder. It wasn't too bad. You got hit kind of hard, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you live?
Yeah, well, it was, I mean, it rained, you know, continuously, but, you know, I don't get flooded or anything where I'm at. But, of course, up there, Yucaipa got hit bad, and Forest Falls, and, oh, Palm Springs. They had to close the freeway, the 10. So, it was bad up there.
Yeah. Yeah, my patio, I live on a hill. So, my front yard, not a worry. It all drains out into the street. Not even a thing. The backyard, unfortunately, it slopes a little bit, and it slopes towards my back patio. So, the patio itself doesn't drain that well. So, I did get a little bit of water there. Nothing crazy. It was never a danger of coming into the house or anything. But it's just a pain. And I found out I have a hole in the roof of the patio. I had to keep putting buckets up there and emptying them out. But not too bad. It'd be crazy. But I guess in Anaheim, it wasn't a whole lot at all. All
right.
But yeah, that was it. Like I said, we raised almost $1,000 for chalk. Cool. My team. The shirt this year was actually really cute. I say that, and I'm going to wear it, so it's not like it's like, it looks mean. It's a simple design. Sometimes it's got the big chalk bear on there, and sometimes it's too cute to wear, just not my style, but this one is like, okay, I kind of like that shirt. So I probably will wear this one again somewhere for something. But yeah, we raised almost $1,000, and but we did it. A little bit different this year. Normally there's more character interaction, which got us in the vibe. Everybody was happy, having a good time. But it was just a little bit of a different vibe this year. But hey, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
We'll do it again next year.
There you go. I was just thinking that what I've seen online about the chalk walk. I know one... our friend Debbie, she did it. She posted the video and stuff. And, you know, she always has a good time in doing that stuff. And there's another podcast that they have like a team, and they go and do it. But other than that, I don't think I saw anything, you know, like we did last year with all the influencers.
Yeah, I guess it was a couple, because I asked a friend of mine, and she said, oh, well, this person did it, and this person did it. I'm like, okay, well, I kind of got suckered into doing it. It definitely wasn't the same number as last year, influencers anyway. But there's always people that, you know, support it. The funny thing is, I think this was somebody, when I went to go check in, they asked me, oh, is this your first time walking? I said, no, I've been actually walking since 2013, and I only didn't do it during COVID. There was 2 years I didn't do it during COVID. And then I didn't do it last year because I, well, you go back and listen to the podcast about that. I don't want to partake in that.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I've done it every year since. So I think this is probably my eighth time doing it in the last 10 years.
That's cool.
Something like that. Yeah. And a funny thing is, I started doing it because I got invited to do it with a friend of mine, and I thought it was cool what it stood for. So I got students to do it, and we've just been doing it since. And I totally forgot what I thought to. I know what I didn't know anybody that had actually gotten treatment at Chalk when I started doing this. I just thought it was a good cause. And then since then, I've actually met several people who have had to deal with Chalk directly and don't have anything but good things to say about it. So that's why I continue to do it, because if these people that I know personally are being treated well, and, you know, like a friend of mine has a son who has had open heart surgery a couple of times, then, you know, that's going to mean that, you know, I'm going to keep doing it because, you know, it helped his son. So, you know, and a couple other people I know too help their kids. So I'm in.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that storm was crazy. Like I said, it wasn't that bad over here. I mean, it just kept raining and raining, but it wasn't a big deal. We didn't. I was expecting winds, but we didn't get any winds over here.
Yeah, we didn't get any real wind either. We only got a little tiny bit at the park. That's actually the reason why my backpack got wet, because the rain wasn't coming straight down. It was coming at an angle.
Oh.
Well, because, you know, I know what I was going to say. Because, you know, you wear an umbrella, and it goes over you, but, like, when it's just a regular umbrella, it just barely covers you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the area around you, like, it's not much. So I was like, man, I need to get one of those big, like, light summer umbrellas, like those big golf umbrellas. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to get. So that I don't get wet.
You may get wet.
You will get wet.
Yeah, no, definitely. All right, so let's see. Chalk Walk was great, and Dan got wet. All right, so we're going to move on. Let's see. Well, the summer's over, and I think Halloween's over, because now it was time to talk about Christmas.
Oh, hold on. Let's talk about Halloween for just a second.
Well, we'll come back to Halloween.
Yeah, it's over, but it hasn't started.
Well, we'll come back to Halloween. Yeah, I got Halloween. Yeah, I got stuff to talk about Halloween.
Yeah, that wasn't the merchandise. It was something else on there. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, we'll do it afterwards. So, the dates for the Disneyland Resort holiday season have been revealed. And Halloween will start. Halloween. See, there you go. Christmas in the parks will start on November 10th. And go through January 7th. Of course, we'll get the, Disneyland, we'll get the Sleeping Beauty's Winter Castle. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We'll get that. And I think about a month ago or something, they revealed Mickey and Minnie's holiday outfits. So we'll see that. Of course, you know, the decorations in the parks and Christmas. What's it called? The Christmas Fantasy fireworks or something?
The parade? No, the Christmas Fantasy is the parade.
Parade, and then let's see, right here, through the festival holiday. Has projections and fireworks. On Sleeping Beauty's Castle, whatever the fireworks is called, I can't remember right now. I'm trying to think of too many things. And then, of course, the return of Haunted Mansion Holiday. It's a Small World Holiday. And over California Adventure Park, you have Luigi's Joy to the World and Mater's Jingle Jamboree. What else do we have here? Okay, like we talked about, like you said, Christmas Fantasy Parade, and we have Believe in Holiday Magic. That
there
one.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe. What else do we have? Oh, yeah, there's going to be a holiday time at the Disneyland Park Resort guided tour. So you can go ahead and sign up for that and pay for that and everything. Also returning to California Adventure Park is World of Color, Season of Light. I've only seen that once when it first came out.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. And, of course, my favorite, Viva Navidad, will return to Paradise Gardens Park for its 10th season. 10th season already. That's crazy. And, of course, you'll have all the different types of foods and stuff. And I think we're going to go over some... No, that's Halloween stuff. But, yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Christmas time in the parks start on November 10th. And, of course, you're going to have... what's his name? Santa Claus over there taking pictures, I believe, like usually.
I know that guy.
I know that guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. Never mind.
Now, Santa Claus, as usual, he'll only be there through December 24th because, you know, he has to go and give presents. And then after he delivers all the presents, he heads to Bermuda. So, but don't forget, Goofy will come and take his place starting on Christmas through the 7th. And you can take your picture with Santa and Goofy. That's always a good thing. Of course, you know, the Downtown Disney District will be decorated also. And, of course, the Disney Grand California Hotel and Spa and the Disney Hotel will be all decorated. And you have things going on inside and whatnot. If you guys don't know what happens at Disneyland during the holiday season, where have you been? I know where I've been. I've been here.
I know where you were last holiday season.
I don't want to talk about that. That was a sad holiday season for me.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and what were you going to talk about Halloween?
All right. You know what I actually noticed, because we're talking about Halloween now, is that usually, and we talked about this the other day.
Right.
Usually when Chalk Walk comes around, there's already Halloween stuff up. Like way more than there is right now. There's hardly anything up. All the merch is there, right? And you can talk about that if you want.
Yeah.
But, like, the actual, like, Main Street is usually full of pumpkins, like, on the windows above, you know, Main Street on the second floors. And there's just way more decor up than there is right now. Cars Land had some stuff. But that was about it. But I didn't expect to see the big pumpkin. That's not usually up, you know, until, what, next week or so?
Usually the Monday before that Friday when it starts.
Yeah. So, which is next week, isn't it?
Yeah, this Monday coming up.
Yeah. But yeah, the rest of the stuff. There's a lot. And I don't know. It's getting late. I mean, I know they'll do it, but like, it seems kind of weird. But there's not much up.
Yeah, so what's today? Today's the August 23rd. And Halloween starts on September 1st. So I don't know if anything's have gone up yet. So what Dan's talking about is usually on Main Street, on the top of the buildings, you start seeing pumpkins up there, the decorations going up. And we didn't see that when we were there on Friday. So I don't know. And then Chalkworks was Sunday, and you went through there, and there was nothing up there?
Yeah. We were there on Friday, right?
Yeah.
And when I went back on Sunday morning for the walk, there was nothing different. But to be fair, I didn't expect anything
right
to be different because of the incoming storm.
Oh, yeah. That's true. So, just wondering if they started this week, you know. Of course, you know, we haven't been there since then, so maybe, you know.
Yeah, I saw somebody post the DCA had some of the light poles have decoration on them.
Uh-huh.
But there was a few that did already. So they're definitely working on it. It's just, you know, going slow.
Yeah. I'm just looking through things right now. Okay. No, just looking through some stuff. That's why I wasn't saying anything. But, yeah, so anyway, yeah, there you go. So we have Halloween starting on the 1st, and then we have Christmas starting on November 10th. And the good thing about, you know, Halloween coming up and all that is the weather gets cooler. I like that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, well, at least through October, you know, middle of October, we'll be hot still, and then we'll start cooling down. All right, so let's see. What we got going on next? Oops, I don't want that. I hit the wrong button. All right, so when I was in the parks, I had a little bit, and I know Dan had a little bit, so we're going to talk about a little bit of...
Are you hungry? Well, they are. Oh. It's time for Fat Time in the Parks.
Fat Time Little Coat and messed up looking shirt.
Terrible, man.
So, so I was there on the Monday because I had family from Virginia visiting, and there was their family also there, which kind of was a little annoying to me. So my nephew, Jason, and his mom came down and left the other two up in Virginia. So I said, okay, yeah, I'll go and chill in the parks. And they said, they told me, she said, we're going to be here in the park. She said Monday through Wednesday. So I said, oh, okay, cool. So I had made reservations from Monday through Wednesday. So I got to the parks, and I texted her, okay, I'm here. And then she said, oh, well, right now we're in line for Star Tours. I said, okay, cool, I'll meet you at the exit. So I was just waiting out there, and then I saw, the first thing I saw was her family, her brother-in-law and her sister and whatever. So then, oh, I go, they're right there. So then I saw them come out, so, you know, went over there. So they were those people who just want to get to the next ride, and you have, basically you have to run to the next one. I was like, oh, shit, I can't handle this. So we were going here, we were going there, and they had got mobile ordered some Dole Whip. But it wasn't going to be ready for 20 minutes or something like that. So we went on Pirates. All right, cool. So then after Pirates, instead of just moseying on over to get the Dole Whip, they're boom, took off. I'm like, what the hell? So I go up there, and they're all in line waiting for their stuff. And I just go over to the side to her brother-in-law, and I said straight out, said to him, I said, what the hell is wrong with you guys? I said, why do you guys got to run to the next thing? I go, why can't we just mosey? I go, I'm hurting over here. He said, I don't know. They just, that's the way they are. I'm like, this guy is fat, so why is he running quick? So anyway, so then I heard that they got a reservation at Oga's. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'm down. We'll go. Or I'll go. They're going to go anyway, but I'll go. And this pissed me off right here. So they everyone kind of split apart, and I was asked, what's the best fastest way to get to Galaxy's Edge? And I was like, okay, where am I at? I'm in Tomorrowland, where like the exit or the entrance of Tomorrowland. I said, oh, it'll probably be better just to go through, you know, Castle Fantasyland and go through that entrance over there. So we go that way, and we meet up with the other group that had already split off. So I'm like, oh, cool. So anyway, so we walk in through that area, and of course right there is the first order side, and they had to go to the restroom. So they head over to the restroom, which is on the left side when you walk in through that area. So, you know, just sitting there waiting, and then everyone's ready to go, and they're going to head over to Oga's, and they go all the way around the droid. They go over to the lightsaber build towards Doc. I'm like, and I ask her, I said, where are we going? And she goes, oh, we're going to go to the Oga's. I said, well, why are they going this way for? I go, why are you going to go the long way? I go,
yeah.
And there's stairs over here. I'm like, I was so mad. I'm going,
you're right there.
Exactly. I'm like, I go, all you have to do is go the way we came in and go to the left and you're there. But we got to go all the way through all the stairs. And then the brother-in-law, he was up further. He was going down the stairs. I don't know what happened, but he fell. I was all, man down. I go, see what happens when you go the long way. So,
hey, remind me, we got to talk about Duke Kaboom.
About what?
About Duke Kaboom, that guy that we saw.
Oh, okay. So, oh yeah, okay. I remember now. So, anyway, we get over there. We get a table, you know, and then I'm going through the menu, and I know you said that they changed the menu and everything like that. So I'm just trying to find something to drink, and I can't find anything that I want. They had this one, I forgot which one it was. It's a citrus one, the drink.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it. But
it had like some chili in there or something.
Yeah.
Like, no, yeah. I'm not doing that. So I got the Hyperdrive, which I got last time. With it just, it's Powerade with white cranberry juice, black cherry puree, and Sprite.
So yeah, good.
Yeah, so I got that. And so I was looking at the stuff they have to eat, and I got the Oga's Obsession. You said you had it before?
I thought so.
So it's...
I think so. The Jell-O.
Yes. So it said Minute Maid lemonade, cotton candy flavor, and blue berry flavored boba with bursting dried fruit mixture. So when I saw that, I know I saw it that was like food, but then I'm like, it sounds like a drink. So I asked the guy, and I said,
oh yeah, you know what, then I have had that because we thought it was a drink.
So I asked the server,
yeah,
I go, is this a drink? He's a, oh no, it's just Jell-O with boba. I said, oh okay, I'll take it. And, this is the one that had, it also has Pop Rocks on it.
Yeah.
So, that Oga the Obsession, was $7.50. The Hyperdrive Punch is $6. It was pretty good. I mean, I almost ordered another, Jell-O. But that thing comes in like a Petri dish size looking thing.
Yeah,
it's really small. Pretty sure Anthony would have like, I'm not paying that much for it. So, I almost got another one, but I was like, no, maybe next time. You know, when I go, I'll say, oh, let me get two of these because that was pretty good. They also got a couple appetizers the group got, which looked really good. But of course, is nothing I would eat. But it did.
Well, the bread is good. Oh, like pretzel style bread, that's good.
Okay. See, I didn't.
I don't know if they.
I didn't have you there to tell me. Oh, this is good, and maybe you'll like this.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But
and I don't know if they still sell like the charcuterie board kind of thing, but that's actually good too. So, it's kind of pricey, but it's good.
So I don't know what this is, but it has a like that bread you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And then it has like some, I think it's pastrami or something, or is it some kind of meat, deli meat looking thing? They said it was pastrami. It kind of looks like roast beef to me.
Uh-huh.
So whatever they got, or whatever it is, they got that. And they got two of them, and the people ate it. They said it was pretty good. That's all they got, actually. They just got two of those, and everyone got drinks and stuff. But, yeah, it was cool. Just, you know, go in there, kick back, and people who haven't been
That's
in there.
DJ Rick.
Yeah. So the people who haven't been in there, you know, got to see it and everything. This one guy thought it was that they were in a spaceship. No, we're not in a spaceship. We're in a cantina, like if we were, you know, on the planet and going to have a drink. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, that Jell-O thing was the bomb. I can go out with without the dried fruit stuff because it was kind of, I don't know, it tasted weird. I think if it was bigger, the dry fruit was like bigger pieces, it'd be all right. But it was kind of like just eating like paper. You know what I'm saying? Pieces of confetti or something.
It was pretty thin.
Yeah. So it's kind of ill until I got to the Pop Rocks and I was like, ooh, this is pretty good. So I mean, it was pretty cool. Like I said, for the people who haven't been there and seen that before, I'm sure they had a great time.
So it's not a place you go to every single time,
right?
Unless, I have a friend that does, but that's really his thing, because they like to have the drinks there, right? So that's fine. But like for most people, if you go, it's cool to experience. And we go every once in a while. We don't have to go every single time. So maybe once every couple of months or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not that often.
I think for you, it'd be more of trying the new things that come out. You know, they have something new.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do. When I have this conversation, I think on my podcast, but I think also with you when we ate at Blue Bayou. Like, I do like the drinks at Disney. And there, I think it was, we talked about it because we were talking about them bringing alcohol into the park.
Right.
It's controlled. You know, for the most part, it's going to be controlled. Those drinks are pre-mixed. They're not pouring them, you know, heavy-handed.
Yeah.
They're pre-mixed. It's already made. So, they're good. They're tasty, but they're pricey. So, you're good for one. Very rarely is it that I've had two. I have, but, you know. It's very rare. Usually just one kickback, maybe with one of the little snacks, and then be on our way. Whatever it is we're going to do.
Yeah, back in the day, Anthony and I would go over to the Neon Cactus over at the hotel and have a couple of drinks over there. Used to have electric lemonade.
Electric lemonade.
Those were good. All right, so speaking of Halloween, Disney released their food guide to Plaza de Familia, which is over there at California Adventure. And this is talking about what they're going to have. They have a lot of different types of food. I posted this on Facebook, so you can check that out. Of course, they're going to have that musical celebration of Coco, which is pretty cool. A lot of people always try to get the front to go check it out or to see the show. I just sit.
Is that the puppet show?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, I just sit there and listen to the music. You know, sit over in where the tables are, and I'll just eat my corn dog and listen to the music. But let's see.
I'll have to join you. I haven't eaten a corn dog.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Not officially.
So they have a chili verde chicken flautas topped with avocado spread, shredded lettuce, crema, queso fresco, let's see what else they have. I picked that one because my mom likes chili verde. But, of course, you know, they have a lot of different things. Ooh, they have I'm just saying ooh because, once again, my mom likes chorizo. They have a chorizo quesadilla. Of course, they have the famous elote. Have you ever tried one of those?
The mayonnaise on it, not my thing.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
I'm not corn, but when you put mayo and cheese and stuff on it, I'm not a fan.
I always forget about that stuff with you.
Yeah.
But I just wondering how does this compare to an authentic one? That's what I was wondering. So yeah, you know, they're going to have all the different foods. Like I said, if you want to check out all the food over there, go to Facebook. They have a vanilla layer cake. Layers of vanilla cake with cinnamon mousse and sweet cream cheese frosting. I don't like the cream cheese frosting.
Yeah, cream cheese frosting is funky.
Yeah, you can't have that. they have a watermelon candy cocktail, tequila, watermelon schnapps, okay, and pineapple juice with a chamoy and chili lime seasoned rim. All right, so let's talk about the novelties that they're going to have. I posted that they're going to be having this cocoa skull sipper. Of course, it comes with a drink.
Mm-hmm.
It says limit 2 per person and available while...
I already got asked for that.
Did you?
Somebody already asked me. Yeah, they picked that up for
them. It says available while supplies last starting September 15th. So this won't come out until September 15th. In case you were there before that and you're looking for that. They have a Coco's Dante straw clip. Do you ever get the straw clip things?
It depends what it is. So okay. I have some of the Halloween ones. Right. A couple of years ago, they had the Sportsman one.
Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, and then they had the one that was like the black jack-o'-lantern. I have that one.
Right.
My son has the Buzz Lightyear one. Every now and then, and I never put them on straws.
Just, I know.
They look cool. Yeah, and I've bought a couple for some people.
Yeah, I only got that one. That's the only one I got. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh yeah, so there's going to be a cocoa souvenir sipper. It includes a drink, limit 10 per person per transaction.
What is it again?
It's a sipper, kind of like those ones from Knox Berry Farm where you can refill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you can't refill this one. And
right.
This one also starts on September 15th. Let's see, what else do we have here? There's going to be stuff at the Grand California Hotel. We're going to have some horchata cookie filled with cajeta. That said, it's brand new.
That stuff sells out fast, by the way.
And what?
The stuff at the hotel sells that kind of stuff.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
And it says here that this is going to be available starting on September 1st and going through November 5th at the hotel. So that's pretty good. You got a little over 2 months. You have a gingerbread cadaver cookie. Gingerbread cookie with white chocolate. So that's also said that's brand new. Oh, they have a macaron box, assorted macarons.
Ooh.
That's new. Crispy rice treat dipped in white chocolate. They said that's new. Oh, and then they have Mexican wedding cake cookies, which are also new.
Take them with you.
They have a cinnamon chocolate loaf cake. It says chocolate chip cookie shot with milk. They got a lot of different cookies and things like that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they're going to have hot chocolates out there. And then you're going to have also be able to put a little bit of rum in a hot chocolate. Or different types of alcohol. So, yeah. So that's your little food guide. Like I said, head over to Facebook and you can see all of that stuff. And now let's talk about the popcorn bucket. That Mickey Mouse popcorn bucket. It's a Mickey's in a skeleton costume. And that one will be available starting on September 1st. Oh, of course, you're going to have a line for that. And then...
Yeah, I just got asked about that one, too.
I'm going to be there on the 1st, so I will be getting that one.
And I am, too. Are you gonna go early?
No, not going to be there early.
Okay.
I'll probably waking up at 12 definitely. O'clock.
Then Diggs, what's going to happen is we'll meet up at the park and try to get popcorn buckets together.
There you go. I'm down with that. And then we have the Minnie Mouse Hocus Pocus Halloween Dress-Up Sipper. And that one comes out on September 5th.
So, I think that'll be more popular than the Mickey one.
Yeah, it lights up. Her dress lights up. It's pretty cool. I'm not trying to get that. If my mom says I want that, then I'll get it. But right now, my pass expires on the 3rd. But I won't be able to renew until like the 1st anyway. So I'll have a pass, but I just can't renew it yet. So I can't make any reservations until I renew it.
Oh, so you didn't even get a reservation for any time around the beginning of Christmas, huh?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I just booked a couple right now as we're talking.
Oh.
I booked the last day before we're blocked out for the end of Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And I booked the 15th so I could get the Miguel slipper or whatever it is. And then I'm trying the first day of Christmas and the next day are currently unavailable. You know what? We'll probably end up with them.
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So. That's right.
All right. So let's head over to the bayou. We had got an announcement that Tiana's Place over at Disneyland Park will be opening on September 7th. And today, they gave us a sneak peek of the food. So I was looking at this, and I guess they had like a press event there today, or whatever they want to call it. Where they have, you know, all those other stupid little bloggers out there. And so they released this on Disney Parks blog talking about, hey, it's going to open. Here's the food. And they start talking about the food. And you look at the pictures of the food. It looks pretty good, you know. And I'm going to see what this one is. It's a Cajun Spice half chicken. Did you see that picture?
I did.
And it looks all nice and shiny, and it looks really good. And then one of those blogger people, I saw the pictures that they posted up, and it looked dry.
Oh, really?
They have a couple of dishes that have the andouille sausage on there. And the Disneyland picture looks all nice and juicy. It's all, like, colorful. And then you see the picture, and it just looks like a brown sausage, and... So, I mean, you know, you can tell that there was some mega filtering going on in these pictures.
Well, professional food photography is a thing.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when you have invite these bloggers to come and, you know, check it out, and then they actually post what the food actually looks like. Maybe you should
right.
have thought about that. Maybe we should just use the regular pictures. Let me see here.
They had some sandwich that looked good. Almost like an Italian sandwich.
Yeah.
Had salami and stuff on it. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just going to real quick send you these pictures so you can see the difference. But that sandwich is, let's see what it is. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. So, I don't even know how you say this. It's a muffaletta sandwich. It says stacks of Mordello salami, rosemary, ham.
Yeah, that one.
Cheddar, provolone, and house-made olive relish on toasted New Orleans sesame seed bread.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool. I mean...
Yeah, it looks good.
I would take it with just the cheese and the salami. But so, yeah, they... They have that. They have, like I said, that Cajun Spice have chicken. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's a good meal in itself.
Well, before, the chicken they served at the French market before was a big piece of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a whole meal, dude. So I'm sure this one's probably going to be similar.
They said they have there's a seven greens gumbo with chicken and then Dewey sausage. Let's see. They have a po' boy sandwich, Gulf shrimp and grits. Kiss my grits. Buttermilk cornbread, baked macaroni and cheese, red beans. I got a lot of crap over here. And then they have this Joffrey's coffee, something cold brew. Oh, yeah, and then they show the Ray Firefly glow cube. That thing looks pretty cool. It's more like the little straw thing. But that's pretty cool. So, yeah, there you go. If you, you can head over to Facebook. Check out all the new... food or whatever they're going to offer over there. Well, they also showed something else, but I don't remember where it's at. Let me see. Hold on. Let's see. Alright. Get rid of that. Let's see. Oh, what was that right there?
The picture just came in.
Yeah. So much stuff. So much stuff. Now here is, I found it. It says a house filled beignet. It says, I can't see the first word, but it says lemon icebox pie filling topped with a lemon glaze. And that's the beignet. How's that? And then I guess you... get it there too. That's interesting. Oh, so yeah, there you go. Food for Tiana's place. Check it out. Like I said, September 7th. I will not be there September 7th for that. All right. So let's see. Hey. Let's talk about Ahsoka. Came out yesterday.
Yeah.
I've heard people, I just heard like, oh, it's the best series, best Star Wars series so far. That's crazy to see that because everyone wants to knock down any Star Wars series. So,
right.
Yeah. So people are saying it's the best Star Wars series so far. What else did they say? I don't remember. But anyway, I thought it was pretty cool. I liked the action in there. I liked the lightsaber battles. And, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure Star Wars fans who are watching Ahsoka know the stories already of, you know, Clone Wars and Rebels and all that. Basically, I just want to say you should be watching The Mandalorian already, because you would have to watch The Mandalorian and catch up with Ahsoka, considering there's characters from The Mandalorian in there that was shown with Ahsoka in The Mandalorian, so you know,
yep.
So you can understand what's going on. And when they revealed what she was, I was like, I knew it. So anyway, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I don't complain with any of Star Wars series. People complain, you know. But,
I'd still rather have Star Wars than that.
Yeah. But, the only thing I don't like about these series is that there's like only 8 episodes, so That's what I don't like, because I would just, you know, once you get to episode 8, you're like, oh, man, I got to wait for next year if they're going to make more. You know, you just have to wait, and you just want to, you know, you just, you like, you enjoy watching it, and you want to just see more, but you just, you can't, so you have to wait. And I don't like that with the Star Wars series. You know, if they made it, if they made it like a TV series when you got 22, 23, 24 episodes, that'll be awesome. Okay, maybe 12 episodes would be nice, but yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't have a 24 episodes or whatever. That's a lot. Did you get a sense that this was darker than everything else? Like, not visually, just like it just, I don't know, a little bit more ominous than other stuff. It felt like Star Wars, but it felt like this is so much more serious.
Well, I felt Andor was darker too.
Yeah. Yeah, Andor was, but then, like, there's no lightsabers or anything in it.
Right. Right.
You know, so I don't know. I thought this was very, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it, but I felt like it was dark. It didn't feel as like The Mandalorian sometimes has a comedy.
And you got that, like, that cuteness factor going on.
Right, right.
Yeah.
This doesn't. So, I don't know. That's what I thought. I liked it too, but I thought, it seems a little, you know.
I thought the,
anything.
What do you call it? The conflict with Sabine and Ahsoka. I was like, whoa. It was like, you know, just, I didn't know it was that much drama between them.
Yeah.
And just like, damn, like, almost, you know, I hate you. Like, dang. But I said, oh, just cut your hair, you'll be fine. So, I mean, like I said, overall, it's, I think it's great. It's cool. I mean, I was really surprised with what people were saying, you know, about it, and how, you know, the best series that the Star Wars has. So that's pretty cool. Of course, you know, I don't want to, you know, we're not going to give out spoilers of, if you guys haven't seen it. But what else do I want to say about it? Chopper's in there.
Yeah. Dave Filoni.
Yeah. And the cat.
Oh, the most cat? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that they had at Comic-Con.
Oh.
They had the miniature of her ship. I think a full-size look at some of the costumes, including the Inquisitor, I guess. Their lightsaber, because it's that round version. You know, like Star Force users use. So, pretty cool. Pretty cool. I like it. Tuesday, I'll be up watching it.
Yes.
Great work.
All right, anything else you want to say about it?
About Ahsoka? No, just that keep watching. You want to see what happens? You don't know where everything's going to lead. I did see this TikTok that had, like, you should watch these episodes. You know, kind of catch yourself up on who the character is.
Uh-huh.
So I actually just might, say, you know what, let me watch these. Just to remember. Because I'm terrible at remembering stuff. Back on, like, what happened to it? I don't know. I don't remember. You see, so, yeah, I do remember it being a good movie, but I don't know what it was about. I'm like that all the time. What's it about? I have no clue. I just know it's a good movie. I just don't retain that information.
If you want to catch up on the characters and the, basically, a breakdown from Clone Wars, Rebels, Bad Batch, and I think that's
Tales of the Jedi.
Yes, Tales of the Jedi. Go to YouTube, go to Screen Crush, and watch it there. There's a whole half hour on that. I watched that yesterday. So, there you go. And there's a...
There's homework.
Yeah, and there's a dog on there. His name is Doug. Doug is awesome. So, basically, I watched Screen Crush just for Doug.
He's Doug the dog.
He's cool. So let's move on. And we're going to talk... Well, not talk about. We're going to play a trailer for Loki Season 2 coming sometime. I think in October. So let's check it out.
Hobie? Hello? We have a little bit of a situation we wanted to run by you.
Tobias! Wow! Great to see you again!
That's what's been happening.
Wow. Time slipping.
Wait, time, you know that?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Can you fix that?
No. It's impossible to time slip in the TVA.
I know, but we just saw it happen.
Yeah.
I've been pulled through time between the past and the present.
Hello?
If what I saw is true, there's nothing to stand between this world and utter destruction.
Only one way to find out. A little good old-fashioned legwork. Listen, we have different styles. You're a man of action, which is fine. I take a more slow, deliberate, cerebral approach.
It's really goodbye.
It's up to us to save this place.
Is this cracked?
Yes, it is.
Whatever we do, we're playing God.
We are gods. Who lives and who dies?
Make the hard choice.
It's him.
You better run!
War is on its way.
Come on, you're the god of mischief.
Always have been. Always will be.
Over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
So yeah, Loki will stream on Disney Plus in October on the 6th. So there you go.
Hey, does this mean the guy in the Haunted Mansion is a variant?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This morning, because it looks really similar to this guy.
Well, I don't know if you heard or did you see this trailer?
I haven't. I just listened to it right now.
Okay, so
I'm in.
Just real quick, I went to record the trailer, so I can just push it on here on my thing, and just push it when I'm ready to play it. And as we were, we started talking. We already started recording and everything. And then I started thinking, oh, crap, I never transferred it to my little sound pads here. So I had to go and look it up on YouTube again. So anyway, the first time I played it, I started looking at it, and then I kind of didn't pay attention to it as much. And then right now as I played it again and watched it, I didn't know until now that Short Round's in there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in the beginning talking to Loki. So I was like, oh, cool. So that's pretty nice. And then Owen Wilson is going into, I think, space or something. He has a space suit on, and there's a crack on his helmet. And that's what he said. There's like, is that a crack? And then Short Round puts duct tape. He's like, you're fine. It looks like it's going to be pretty funny, too. So there you go. Loki, October 6th.
Did I see that there was going to be a magic key shot for Miss Minutes? Is that her name?
I don't know. I did see something about, what did I see?
I can't remember what I saw.
I'm trying to remember too. I did see something about a magic key something. You said a shop?
Yeah, like a picture. Like they add her to the picture.
Oh.
Over there by
The shot, the photo shot,
the Doctor Strange, the Doctor Strange show over there somewhere.
Oh, okay. That, no, I didn't hear. I was thinking of something else that I thought I saw, and I was like, how's that possible? But I don't remember what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I don't want to say anything because I might be wrong.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw something. I don't remember where I saw it, though. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, deal me. Anytime you give a free photo, I'm going to try to get it.
Oh, right, right. There's one thing I forgot to mention, and I just saw it right here. I just remembered. I want to read this before I say anything. Okay. So, there's a magic key sipper. It's available now. Came out on the 22nd. It says at various quick service restaurant and outdoor vending carts in Disneyland and DCA. Limit one per magic key holder. All supplies last. No discounts. It's a sipper. It's a Mickey sipper. Kind of looks like those balloons. The popcorn balloons, but it's all like a weird, like pink, orange, yellowish colors, purple. I don't know. It looks pretty cool. I'm not trying to get it, but it looks pretty cool. Did you see that?
I'm trying to remember, man. You know, honestly, there's been so much being released that I haven't been able to keep up. Like all the, there's so much freaking, and I know you covered some of it, but it seems like there's more.
Yeah.
As far as all the Halloween stuff and the Plaza de la Familia, whatever it's called. Like, it's just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to send it right now. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that it's hard for me to.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I did see that.
Okay, so yeah, it's hard for me to keep up to, and most of the time, I don't want to keep up.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I honestly, if I don't want it, or if I don't think about it, don't think about the fact that I don't want that, then it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
I don't pay much attention to it until, like that. I heard about it, I saw what it was. I'm not going to buy that. So, it's in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
I'll see it at the park. And I'll be like, oh, it looks cool, but then, like, I don't want it. So, next. No, that's my thought with it, you know.
Yeah.
That's where you gotta go, but just for like in the park, I'm like, nah, we'll really get something off.
And a lot of times when I get stuff for the podcast, I'll see something and I'll copy and paste and put on my notes under podcast so I can remember something.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on real quick. Let me open this article. This article is about Disney Plus will be, okay, here we go. Disney to raise on ad-free Disney Plus to $13.99 per month starting October 12th. And let's see. I guess it says that Disney streaming division lost $512 million in its third quarter.
Ooh.
That is crazy.
Ouch.
Disney is launching a new premium dual product of Disney Plus and Hulu without commercials for $19.99 a month. So ooh, that $13.99 is They need to raise price on. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Disney is raising prices on almost all of its streaming offerings as it looks to accelerate profitability for the business. Commercial free Disney Plus will cost $39.99 a month, a 27% increase beginning October 12th. Disney Plus with ads will remain $7.99. Disney will also expand its ad tier offering to select markets in Europe and Canada beginning on November 1st. Disney is increasing the price of Hulu without ads to $17.99 per month, a 20% hike. Hulu with that will also stay the same price at $7.99 a month. For comparison, Netflix standard plan without commercial is $15.49 per month. Warner Brothers Discovery Max is $15.99 per month. The decision to price Disney Plus nearly as high as commercial-free Netflix and Max will charge even more for Hulu signals Disney believe its content library can compete with both of those services. When Disney Chief Executive Officer Bob Iger launched Disney Plus in 2019, he deliberately set the niche family offering at a low price of $6.99 per month, nearly half the price of Netflix. Last year, Disney increased the cost of Disney Plus by $3 per month. Iger acknowledged he was surprised the price increase led to minimal cancellations of the service. So they didn't get too many people canceling their service when they raised it $3 a month, so let's raise it a little more now.
That's sound business, right?
Yeah. I'm just skimming the rest of this article because it's like a lot of words here. But I think I basically covered what we need to know. And if people want to know, this came from the NBC Money Report. CNBC. There you go. Better than Fox News. All right, so we're almost done. We're going to talk about a couple more things, but before we get to these last things, Dan wants to talk to you about the old man who went off the curb.
That was funny. Just whatever you said made me remember it. And I brought that up numerous times in the last week. We were at the park and we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do. We had mobile order. Oh, we didn't talk about that lemonade.
Okay, we'll get there.
Right. I didn't even talk about Rancho Del Zocalo either, but okay.
Well, we can go right now.
Did you like the lemonade? Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So we had ordered a lemonade from Little Red Wagon, but we had put it later at night. And when we came back out on Main Street, we're like, well, we want to see the Halloween stuff, right? Which takes posted pictures of on the mouth part stuff. We wanted to see what they had at the Emporium. So we happened to be standing by the stop for the horse's carriage. So it just kind of pulled up and we got in line because we were already right there. He drove us up there to the front of the park so we didn't have to walk. And when we started heading back into the Emporium, this poor old man on a scooter, he played a Duke of Boom. He drove right off the curb. I don't think he saw that it was a curb. You know what I mean? Because the little dip, like the little driveway, was right there. It was right to his left. Instead, he duke-a-boomed it off the curb, and the scooter tipped. It was tipping over to the left. People happened to be standing there and caught him. He didn't get all the way over, but I don't know why I thought it was so funny. I just like he was racing that thing and just didn't see it. And just, woo, he was going to try to jump over the left. It was pretty funny. I think I'm the only one that caught it. I don't know why. I just happened to look up at that time. I heard the noise. I didn't see him go off the curb. I kind of saw the very little aftermath of him in the air, and then hit the ground because it was a loud noise. It was a loud noise when it hit the ground, and I saw him tip over to the left. He was going down, man. Like, there's no way about it. I did see somebody fall on chalk walk too, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we came out of Galaxy's Edge, we were going back towards Big Thunder Mountain. Security was around somebody who had obviously fallen. It was, wait, what did you expect? You know, it was going to happen to somebody. But they were just, medical team was there to try and see if he was okay, which I hope he was, you know. I think he just fell. He was aware of everything going around him and stuff. So just was like all of a sudden that thing. But I'm sorry, it was funny. Two kaboom right over the curb. It was pretty funny. The lemonade, though.
Are you hungry? Well, they are. It's time for Fat Time in the Parks.
Part two.
That's part two, yeah.
Well, you know what? I didn't write down Zocalo, but I thought maybe when we were talking about Fat Time, you were going to talk about something you had, because I did mention in the beginning, I've had some, you had some, and then it was time for Fat Time in the Park, and so I thought maybe you would have mentioned it, but...
Well, we just got lost in traffic.
We just got lost in the park. So, when I got to the park on that Friday, I met Dan over there at Rancho del Zocalo, and he was having Fat Time.
Yeah, because that was our dinner. Somebody else went to Carl's Jr. I hadn't eaten at Zocalo yet for the challenge, so we did. I had the street taco. It was one beef, one chicken, and one cabbage. Not cabbage, cauliflower. Cauliflower taco. So it was cauliflower done up like marinated meat. They were all pretty good. Beans and rice. I think the beans have chorizo in them. Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're okay. The food's okay. I still think the tacos are the
chino. I'm playing this game, and I have to get this thing so I can make something, and I don't have that much time to make it. Okay, I'm done. It takes 2 hours to make this thing, and I need to hurry up before I... Okay, there you go.
We interrupt this program.
I didn't know it was going to be that loud.
It's all right. Like I said, the beans are chorizo. They're okay. I still think the tacos are the... I think I said cochina, but it's cochina. Cucamonga, the apple ones are better over there. It was okay. The horchata... It was good. Was it strawberry horchata?
Yeah,
talking to you. Yeah. Looking at my daughter.
Oh,
she's the one that drank it. Yeah,
but I remember.
Yeah. Huh? I don't know who said that was. Oh, I was like that. Anyway, it was strawberry horchata. She said it was really good. She finished the whole drink, which she never does. So it had to be good. She finished the whole damn thing. Then we had some cinnamon crisps and very salty lemony chips. It was okay. You know, it's being part Mexican food, dude. I didn't expect a whole lot. The tacos at the other place are better. But it was alright. And then we both had something later.
What was it called?
Right. I don't know. Some kind of mixed berry lemonade? Wagonade. Mixed berry wagonade.
It was a wagonade from the Little Red Wagon.
You know, yeah.
Where they make the corn dogs on Main Street. I'm trying to get my map to open, but it won't open. Anyway, I thought it was pretty good. I like the fruit stuff in it, but then sometimes, again, it being really small, it's kind of, you can like choke on it and stuff. It's like, I don't, you know what I mean? It's cool. It's good, but then, like I said, just starts to get to the point where, I don't know, it's annoying. It reminds me of, boysenberry ice cream at Knott's Berry Farm. They have seeds in the ice cream. I don't like that. You know, if it was just a flavor, it'd be good. But, I don't know. I mean, it was good. I mean, I would definitely get it again. And especially like on a hot, you know, being hot out there, it'd be nice to try to cool off with that. So it's lemonade with blueberries and strawberries. Those are two of my favorite berries. I also like blackberry, in case you were wondering.
What about Fredberry? Do you like Fredberry?
Oh, I love Rerun. And I do like raspberries. So
raspberries.
I didn't know what that was at that time.
Willy Wonka joke. Wrong property, sorry.
Right. So anyway, yeah, mix berry wagonade is a lemonade. It's really good. I mean, it's good. If you like, it's, you know, if you like the, it's going to have the berries on the bottom, but they're smashed up. What do you call that? Muddled. Yeah. They're muddled. I mean,
the only part that sucks about that is that, like, when you put the straw down, sometimes that's all you take.
Yes.
You suck up some of the berries.
Yes. So, I mean, like I said, I would definitely get it again. But of course, it's comes in a small cup. And how much does it cost? It's $5.29.
Yeah, it wasn't quite $6.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was good.
Yeah, I would get it again. I think that's all we had that time that day.
Yeah. Oh, you guys had a stuff from Jolly Holiday.
Oh, I had that. Yeah. What did I have? My daughter had that Pop-Tart thing.
Yeah.
That she liked. The top was kind of a little bit bitter, but she liked it.
You got a flaky.
I forgot what I had.
A flaky pastry. Yeah, flaky pastry is what you said.
That's what it's called, too. Flaky pastry with chocolate filling.
Oh.
It was pretty good. It was only $3. Little dessert, that's all. That's all.
Oops.
It's killing me. I can't find that stupid little Miss Minutes thing. Miss Minutes. I know I saw something. Oh well, I'm just gonna go and be like, are you okay?
Alright, so I'll
figure it out.
Yeah, we also looked at all the merchandise for Halloween. Went over there to the mercantile, took some pictures. Looking at all the, once again, they don't have a good Halloween shirt.
Man.
I mean, the design's cool.
No.
But they don't put on a good color shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a black, like, tie-dyed shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, vintage, right? No, I just don't like it. Mm. Then they got that other one. Even the other one is pretty cool, but it's on a white shirt.
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm not paying for that. To it, the design this year, that Mickey, like, kind of vampire looking pumpkin is cool. It's cool. But
well, speaking of pumpkin, you can carve out some time for fun and join Pluto on the search for 13 character themed pumpkins throughout the downtown Disney Resort district.
Yeah,
starting on September 8th. Till November 1st. Drop a pumpkin if you're ready to join. So yeah, Pluto's Pumpkin Pursuit, Downtown Disney. Head over to World of Disney, grab a map, and grab a pumpkin looking, I don't even know what the gift is. It's these pumpkin, I don't even know what they are. But they look like little sippers. Maybe it's bubbles in them. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe if I read the article. Oh, no, there's no. Do-do-do-do. Keepsake. Let's see. All right, so the map and the stickers are, it's $9.99 plus tax. You can purchase them at the Acorn Gift and Goods in Grand California Hotel, Disney Home Store, Disney Fantasia Shop, which is at the Disneyland Hotel, the Disney Pin Traders, Disney Dress Shop, Wonderground Gallery, and World of Disney. And you can pick up your keepsake at Disney's Pin Traders and World of Disney. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I, so you buy it there. You, they give you a map of where things are. They kind of encourage you when you pick up the map to also get your prize, because you don't have to finish to get the prize. But, you know, we do it every year. I have a good time looking for the pumpkin. And you see a lot of families out there doing that, because you'll be in the same area and everybody's like looking up, and you end up kind of, you know, yeah, helping each other out. So don't give away the location, like, yeah, the egg hunt, right?
Yeah.
Don't give away the location.
Don't do that. Don't be that person.
Half the fun is the hunt. Half the fun is literally the hunt.
All right. So, this one is what I was thinking about when you're talking about the Disney key something, whatever you're saying, or whatever you said. I started thinking about something else and I saw. So this is what, this says, magic key holders of all ages, it's almost time to put on your dancing shoes and show off your best moves at a magic key dance party in California Adventure Park. Stop by to meet and greet with characters, strike a pose with special photo ops, and more. As a special party favor, magic key holders can pick up this magnet keepsake while supplies last. So, it's a, you said it was DuckTales. Is that DuckTales?
Yeah, wasn't it the thing?
Yeah, but I'm like, is that DuckTales or just like the ducks? I don't know.
I thought it was DuckTales because of who the ducks were.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, it says Disney Junior Theater, California Adventure, Monday through Thursday, only from August 14th through August 31st, and it says 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. August 24th, well, we'll pass that day before this comes out, it says 6 to 8 p.m. So, it's almost over. Yeah, until the 31st.
Yeah, and it's only Monday through Thursday, right?
So yeah. That's terrible. Yeah.
Some of us work.
Because I saw this, it said a Magic Key Holder dance party, and I was like, how is this possible? How can they have an area just for dance, you know, just for the, you know, Magic Key Holders? Because I assumed it would be at the back lot stage, you know, but like I said, I didn't really read all this, but now I understand it's in the Disney, in the Junior Theater. So that's how they can, I'm like, okay. So if you guys want to dance on over there, you better hurry up. And then I saw there's some new, magic shots. In Galaxy's Edge, they have in front of the Millennium Falcon is Chopper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then there's the Loft Cat.
Where's that at?
I'm trying,
in that like tunnel.
I think so. I'm trying to remember. No, I don't think it was a tunnel, because it was a light. The background was light. Hold on. What's it called? I saw it today real quick. I don't remember. Oh, photo pass. All right, here we go. So it looks like, let's see. I'll send you the picture. I don't know where it's at. You might know.
Okay.
And then they have also have a, what's it called? They have a clone army, or the clone armory Disney Photo Pass lens. It says that it's available in the My Disney Experience and Disneyland app with purchase of Genie Plus. That one's pretty cool because you get your head on the helmet. I'll just send you this.
That's cool.
How do you do this? So yeah, it looks pretty cool. But of course, to get that, you have to buy that. Oh, there it is. I think I'll just send you the messenger. Here, I'll do it there. And you can see all the pictures. All right. So yeah, there you go. Looks pretty cool. You can go get a picture with you and Chopper.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, about, I think that.
I don't know about the cat. I'm allergic to cats.
he was kind of a. He was ornery in that second episode.
That's true. All right. So, anything else, Dan?
I don't think so, man.
I think we're done.
What's going on? Yeah.
It's almost Dan's bedtime.
Yeah. Yeah. I got up earlier today.
Some people have to work, you know.
Yep.
All right. Where's that?
Make that money.
Where's that button at? There it is. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the Mouse Pirate Podcast. Yeah. All right. So, hey. You got your dates for Halloween stuff and Christmas stuff and Tiana stuff, Fat Time stuff, sippers, buckets, straw clippers, whatever those things are.
Kitchen sinks.
Kitchen sinks.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. You know when it's happening. you know where to go. You got new photo magic pass things. I don't know, whatever they're called. And magic shots. Magic shot. You know, magic, you know, number 32. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Loki, October 6th. Disney Plus. Disney Plus subscriptions going up. Whatever. And a lot of your people out there who have magic keys, well, your pass is probably already due and you need to renew. So do that.
Yeah.
Like
if you don't want to renew, don't renew. Yeah. I can use the reservations and enjoy it without you.
Exactly. All right. So, hey, Dan, where are they going to go to find your stuff?
Instagram at Dan's Disney Adventures. TikTok at DANSVIG77. Links to everything else from there. Fun time. Good time.
Yes. Always fun. And you know me, we're at the Facebooks and the TikToks and the Instagrams and the, I'm still saying tweets. Where am I else? YouTube, Snappy Snaps, Threads. Yeah, Mouse Pirate. Search it. We're there somewhere. If you can't find me, just email me, mousepirate@gmail.com. You know what to do. You know where I'm at. I'll be in the parks on August 31st and September 1st. If you want to come out and buy me a corn dog, I won't say no. Yeah, there you go. And hopefully next podcast I'll have this issue with Dan's left-sided voice. We'll fix that. All right, until then, I'm Dan.
I'm Dan.
All right, bye.
Bye.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio,
sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.